Bible Animals, Chapter 1, The Ant. You are, of course, familiar with the little ants which are often seen in the summer running to and fro in our gardens. How quickly they seem to run, as though there was not a moment to lose. Hither and thither they go, as fast as their little legs can carry them, and they never seem to stop for a rest. What are they so busy about, and why is there all this haste? Solomon tells us in the book of Proverbs, and you know he was wiser than all men. He tells us that the reason they are so busy is that they are gathering their food in the summer and in the time of harvest. Each one is carrying home a little bit of food to store up in their nest, so that when the winter comes, they will have enough to eat. Do you not think they are clever little creatures? God has made them and given them this wisdom, so that they should be a lesson to us. Solomon tells the sluggard to go and see how busy the little ants are. They do not lie in bed or sit in idleness while it is daylight. The sluggard, as you know, is one who is lazy and does not want to do any work. But God has said that we should work while it is day, because the night will come when it will be too dark to work. He has also said that if a man will not work, then he should not have food to eat. So God has provided work for men, that they may earn their own living and eat their own bread. There is another thing that Solomon tells us about the ants, and that is, they have no one to rule over them to make them run and work so hard. When men go to work, they usually have a master who tells them what they have to do. He will see that they do their work, and that they earn the money which he pays them for it. But the ants have no master, and yet they run and work to help one another. What a lesson they are to us! One man who watched a large ant's nest counted as many as 28 insects which were brought into the nest as food in 1 minute. Have you ever seen them when they have found some sugar or jam in the house? We have watched them coming and going in two lines, one line of ants coming in to get the food, and the other line of ants carrying the food out to their nest. They were so clever, too, as to hide themselves under the edge of the carpet as they came in and out again. Then, when they were stopped from coming in at the front door, they found their way round to the back door. And when they were stopped there, they climbed up and even into the larder window. Oh, yes, they are very wise and determined once they have found out a supply of food which they like. Another thing those busy little insects do is to keep their own cows to provide food for themselves. These are the green fly, which you see sometimes on the roses and other trees. The green fly sucks the honey from the plants, and the ants come and milk them like cows, and so get the honey for themselves. Then again, the ants are not only busy in gathering food, but there are many other clever ways in which they keep at work. How wonderful are their nests! You will have seen the little mounds of earth which they make, and if you disturb them, all the ants come running out to see what is the matter. If the nest is damaged, you will see them carrying out their little eggs to a place of safety. Inside the nest, they make tunnels and roads and chambers in which they live or store their food. What a lesson we can learn, then, from the ants, not to be idle and lazy, but to be diligent in all our works and ways. Whatever you have to do, be diligent in it, and put your best into it. The wise man Solomon tells us again, Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. And this brings us to another and more important thing. If we need to be diligent in the matters of everyday life, how much more diligent should we be about our souls, to know what will become of them when our bodies go down to the grave? Where shall we spend eternity? This is the greatest matter of all, and may you be taught of God to see your sin and danger, and to seek diligently that God would have mercy upon your souls. Jesus is the one thing needful, and may you be brought to feel your need of him to save you, and not be able to rest without him. Now you will want to read in your Bibles about the ants, and you will find it in the book of Proverbs, chapters 6 and 30. Also, you can read in the 2nd of Thessalonians, chapter 3, how we are taught to work if we would want to have food to eat.